No peace! No peace!
Immigrant and disability advocates spoke out at a protest today outside the Fresno office of the labor union, SEIU. SEIU came under fire last week for allegedly tampering with ballots and making illegal threats against its own members, including threats that immigrant workers could be deported. In this summer's controversial union election for 10,000 Fresno home care providers, Leonel Flores, an organizer with the Fresno-based Unión de Expreseros y Inmigrantes.
No union has a right to don't said immigrants, to don't intimidate immigrants for the only suspect to be undocumented. And I'm here because I'm mad about intimidations of immigrants. Intimidation because the only suspect that they are undocumented immigrants to be intimidated to vote again or for some union. This is not be permitted in here in Fresno for anybody.
Carlos Martinez is a former SEIU staff member turned whistleblower who worked on the election campaign this summer. He recently told the Wall Street Journal and the Fresno Bee that he tampered with ballots and threatened workers at the direction of his superiors, who he later witnessed destroying evidence of election violations. Here's what Martinez said at today's press conference.
And I'm not representing SEIU also. I'm a neutral citizen. I used to be a former SEIU employee. I got paid to help with the running the elections in Fresno. It is true. It took me more than 2 months to decide to actually come out and tell everybody what happened. We did intimidate people from Fresno. We target Spanish people that they didn't know how to read. We did ask them about immigration status. We did mark the ballots. Myself marked a ballot and Selma and a home care workers. She already bought it for NHW and I opened the envelope and I marked it for her. I didn't know how to do it, so I called Nathan Seltzer. He's the media management of SEIU and he instructed me how to do it and what to do. It is true that the NHW didn't have a chance to have a fair elections and I decided to come here. I called Paul Roos. Paul Roos is the head of the mitigation department, the whole California state. He ignored me. I called Joe Rios from the Fresno election officer. He ignored me. I called Joe Franco from Washington, D.C., the labor union. I called Alan Riker. And I called Ms. Solis at the labor department, Secretary of State. And I was ignored in every single angle. So I decided that I had no choice to tell the NUSW what happened to them. So, citizen, I want you guys to have a fair chance to win the elections or to lose the elections. It's up to you guys. But because I got paid to intimidate home care workers, not just me, everybody who came from Southern California, New York, like, for example, Danielle Ricardo from Southern California and Sue from New York at the SEIU union leadership, we were instructed at the fairgrounds to tell you guys, if you vote for SEIU, you lose your benefits. You lose your hours, and you have no job, no contract, because this union has no power. And we, the SEIU people, have all the power what we want, because we are a very powerful union. After I found out evidence inside the office of Fresno, for example, one day Rebecca, Nathan, and Ben Tracy and were inside the union, and they asked me to translate something to Spanish, and I translated a form. Well, the form was supposed to be against NUSW, but my people were so ignorant that they didn't against themselves. And the form said, I, Pablo Gonzalez, authorized the gentlemen of the Purple Union to mark my ballot and take my ballot to the post office. The other one said, I, Leticia Martinez, authorized the lady from the SEIU to take my ballot to the post office. When I translated these forms inside the union, Rebecca Melbourne, Nathan, even myself, would start laughing. We said, we don't want this to go to the red team. So that's what I realized. Wait a minute, something happened here. We did something wrong. Even though I did it, at the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. After I did my homework, I started going to the internet and call all the people that I needed to talk to. I realized that it was wrong. So I want to tell SEIU and this term, Dave Regan, especially Mr. Trustman, he gave a statement in the newspaper saying that I am a very unhappy employee And because I demanded by emails to get a job, an executive job, that's what I'm coming out. It's not true. I challenged him in court, in the legal court system, to bring these emails forward and show it to the news. There's no emails. I never wrote to SEIU demanding a job. It is true. I did send an email to Dave Regan and Rebecca Melbourne that I was leaving the union because I couldn't stand by this, that what we did was wrong. And that's the fact. So I'm here to let everybody know that it is true. We committed election fraud, intimidated people in every single way.
Fresno disability advocate John Wilkins joined the protest to support the workers, who care for frail seniors and people with disabilities so they can live at home.
My name is John Wilkins. I'm a home care consumer here in Fresno since 1980 and an advocate since 1993. And I'm proud, very proud, to be here with the representatives of the new Union of Healthcare, National Union of Healthcare Workers, NUHW. Give yourselves a big hand for being here today. My history is that in 1993, when SEIU first came to town, they approached consumers like myself at the Independent Living Center. And initially, we were glad to work with them on the cause of collective bargaining and unionization for care providers. It was an idea that was long overdue. I had a 15-year history of working with SEIU until last summer, 2008, when situations began to unravel in Los Angeles. The former head of the union local in Los Angeles, Tyrone Freeman, was caught stealing funds, redirecting funds to family members, well over $1 million. This was Andy Stern's, you know, hand-picked protege. That was the beginning of the end. And instead of cleaning house and getting rid of people like that, what Mr. Stern chose to do was go after and started chewing off his right foot in the form of taking away from UHW and trying to redirect them and end up with the circumstances where we are now. We had what we thought was tried to achieve a valid election in June, and the whole thing went horribly awry. I think you all know that SEIU spent up to $10 million bringing in hundreds of people from out of city and out of state to come and work this area instead of the people that work, that live here and work here, that were doing the work of trying to get members to sign on with NUHW. They did numerous illegal tactics. We're getting more and more reports of that as time have gone on. We've just submitted the report to the Public Employee Relations Board that talks about threats of deportation, threats to consumers like myself that they would no longer receive services, ballot tampering, a number of instances, and these are all documented. And as I said, this report has now been submitted, that it shows that the election was a sham. We know that. We know that for all the money that they spent to win by 200 votes, that's not representative, I don't think, of what the local desire was and what the local workers wanted. So we're here to say that we don't stand for the tactics, and there's nothing that I abhor more as a consumer than a bully. And these are bullying tactics, and we can't let them stand. So let's all fight together, try to get this election overturned, and get the right outcome that we all think is due. Thank you very much.
Now, dozens of home care providers joined the protest, calling for a full investigation by the state labor board and a new election that would allow them to choose freely which union they want to represent them. One of the speakers was Patricia Barbosa Rodriguez, who said she was intimidated into voting for SEIU.
Oh, sí, mire, bueno, pues de unas semanas que estaban yendo a mi casa, hubo un día que fueron y me dijeron de que si yo no votaba por ellos, me iban a quitar las horas. Incluso me preguntaron si yo era legal aquí y yo me quedé callada, no respondí nada.
I just wanted to say that SEIU, I'm one of the members that SEIU came to my house. They would come to my house morning, noon, and night, even on weekends. And I would not be home, or I would try not to be home. And when they finally did catch me at home. They even asked me if I was here in the country legally and threatened to call immigration if I wasn't, and I just stayed quiet.
Entonces, ellos me dijeron que si yo no era legal aquí, ellos podían quitarme las horas y me podían deportar con migración para echarme para México.
Then they told me that if I was not here legally, that they could make sure my hours were cut at least, or that I would get deported.
Porque ellos me dijeron que ellos son una unión muy poderosa y ellos podían hacer eso hacia mí. Entonces a mí me dio mucho miedo y yo voté por ellos, pero porque ellos me obligaron realmente a hacer algo que yo no quería.
So they told me also that they were a really powerful union, and so I believed them, and I was very afraid. So I did what they told me, and I voted. I voted the way that they showed me, but not because I wanted to.
Okay, entonces pues también me dio mucho miedo, y yo hice lo que ellos me dijeron. Yo un día ellos fueron, me tocaron. Entonces cuando a mí no me había llegado mi boleta, y cuando llegó ellos fueron, abrieron mi buzón y ya me enseñaron que ya estaba mi boleta y que yo tenía que votar. Y yo todavía estaba con que yo no quería hacer eso. Entonces me volvieron a recordar lo mismo que me habían dicho, y yo dije, okay, tengo que hacerlo, porque yo lo tengo que hacer por mis hijos. Yo tengo 4 hijos. Mi hijo, el mayor, es el que tiene autismo. Yo tuve mucho miedo de que ellos hicieran algo en contra de mí para que me quitaran mis papeles y me mandaran para México.
So at that point I was afraid, and the day that I received my ballot, they were at my house and they repeated the same things to me, even though I wasn't sure I wanted to vote for them, but they repeated the same thing about they being able to deport me. And I said, you know, I voted because I kept in mind that I have 4 children and my oldest has autism, so I was very afraid that they would do something against me and then my family would suffer.
Home care worker Mary Townsend said SEIU organizers threatened to reduce her hours if she did not vote for them.
My experience is that SEIU came to my home numerous and numerous of times. I avoided them. The last time they came, a lady came to the door and she asked if I had voted, if I was going to vote for SEIU. I told them that I wasn't sure. I hadn't made up my mind. And she said to me that, if you don't vote for SEIU, I'll make sure you lose your benefits and your hours. At the same time, my phone rang, and my daughter answered the phone. She called me to the phone, and my daughter went to the door with the lady. And there was a guy on there telling me that I better vote for SEIU or I'd lose my hours. Just all type of scary things. So that was my experience. But the lady told me that if I did not vote for SEIU, she would make sure that I lost my hours and benefits. And then the guy on the phone said the same thing. So I don't feel like I had a choice as to who to vote for.
Charges alleging voting irregularities have been filed with the California Public Employment Relations Board, and a decision about whether or not to hold a new home care worker election is expected soon. Reporting for Indy Media in Fresno, this is Mike Rhodes.